Desktop weapon mode classes.
Hello, guys. Today is Thursday, January 26th, 2016. Well, I have a wonderful, wonderful tutorial for you today. It is about something that could gradually replace Kurzweil 1000. I'm not going to talk about Kurzweil. I'm going to talk about a program called Free OCR. Yeah, I was thinking about doing a podcast on this, and I'm glad that I thought about it. And Free OCR is if you have a flatbed or any kind of scanner, and what this program will do is it'll take text and put the, when you scan it on a flatbed or on any kind of scanner, you should have a flatbed to do this. What this will do is it will scan text from a printed material. This is a one thing, a one program suite. It's not two, not three, but one. Opens PDF documents. Get ready for this. Works with a flatbed bed scanner. Just, and it's free, and it is not talked about, as far as I know, by any blind person, and it's very similar to one program that's way outdated. This is more up to date. It's called Text Cloner Pro, but we're not going to talk about any of these scanning softwares. We are going to talk about Free OCR. And before I really get into it, I want to thank Jake Gross for making an eSpeak Sappy 5 speech player in eSpeak synthesizer. I'm going to be using that today. The voice I'm going to be using is eSpeak Bill, B-I-L-L. I made this variant. Well, no, I should not say that because that's not true. A friend of mine, Jason Bratcher, gave me a variant and it said Edward. Now, I changed the name to Bill because it does not sound identical. So, here I go. I'm going to be using Bill, a brand new voice that I renamed. And you can get this voice at www.grossgang.com. You can also get the speech synthesizer at www.grossgang.com. It's eSpeakSetup.exe, and it's under the Sappy. So, I rambled on a little bit enough. Now, let's get started with Free OCR. I'm going to go to the desktop. Now, this is Bill.
Cortana window search box edit blank.
Whoop! I don't know what happened there.
Virtual recorder window items view list. Virtual recorder dialog. Stop weapon out plus S.
Let me see if I could get to the desktop. Because I need to get there because I need to open Free OCR.
Cortana window search box edit blank. Desktop list. Audio and conversion tools 9 of
15. Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm going to open up Office and OCR tools. I have my icons organized in such a way.
Oh, Office and OCR tools 11 of 15. Office and OCR tools window tree view. Quick access expanded 1 of 2 level 0. Items view list. Epson cannot selected 1 of 2.
You have my Epson scan. That's my scanner. Maybe if you're on your best behavior, I will do a scan. I will show you how that works. Oh, you could get this piece of software at freeocr.net.
Freeocr 2 of 2.
Okay, let's open this up.
Pain.
It unknown. Says pain, unknown. Now, it's going to take a while to open. I don't know why, but this program is quite... It opens up pretty fast. Let me see. Sometimes... when you open this, it does not keep focus. I'm going to warn you about that. But otherwise, it is a pretty decent program. Now, here we go. I'm going to...
Page 1 of 1 edit multi-line selected 544 characters.
Okay. Now, for some reason...
Blank. blank, 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 blank.
If I use my arrow keys, it says that it could read that many characters. So now we're going to get into the good stuff, guys. Here we go with the meat and potatoes of this wonderful, wonderful program that I am introducing to you with eSpeak Bill. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the file menu now.
File.
It doesn't say file submenu. It just says file. And I'm going to go down arrow, and we're going to go through the menus before we do anything with this.
Open.
Open. You can open a file.
Load PDF.
Load PDF. You don't have to have a scanner to do this.
Scan.
You could scan.
Exit.
Exit.
Open.
Open. Now let's go to the right arrow.
Start OCR process.
Start OCR process. That is after you have scanned and you hear your scanner clicking away. You hear it making the noise, but we're not going to get into that just yet. We're just going to go through the menus for now.
Open. Start OCR process.
Okay, that's all that's in, for some reason, my down or up arrow. But as you can see, this is very, very, very accessible.
Clear text window.
Clear text.
Save text.
Save text. You can save what you've read.
Copy text to clipboard.
Copy text to clipboard.
Remove line breaks.
Remove line breaks.
Clear text window.
Clear text. Back around. Go to the right arrow now.
Change font.
Change font.
Reset font to default.
Reset font to default.
Open language folder.
Open language folder.
Text post processing.
Text post processing.
Change font.
Change font.
Open online help.
Open online help.
About free OCR.
About free OCR.
Visit free OCR website.
Oh, by the way, this program allows you, let's say I give you the program through Resilio Sync or Dropbox, and I don't tell you what website it's on. Let's say you want a more updated version. I think this just updated actually this year. I don't know. But let's say this program allows you in part of the menu to go to the website.
How to install more OCR languages.
How to install more OCR languages.
Visit freeocr.net for more free OCR software.
Oh, there's more software.
AbleWord free PDF editor.
There's an AbleWord, that is a free PDF editor. We're not going to get into all this, by the way, because I only have one program installed on this computer. By the way, before I go on any further, this program is only 32 megabytes. Yes, 32 meg. Kurzweil is only a gig. Oh my god. You're thinking, wow. Kurzweil's huge. It is very, very big. It's over 1.93 gigabytes. So just to let you know.
Open online help.
Open online help.
About free OCR.
Up, it wrapped around.
Open.
Open.
Load PDF.
Load PDF.
Scan. Exit. Open.
You know what? It goes back around. I don't know where all the settings are. I mean, they're probably here somewhere, but it's not a big program. I think that's all there actually is to the program. If there's more, I'm not finding too much more. Let me know. Let's try and scan something now before I end the podcast. I don't have a PDF document to load in here, but if you hit load PDF, you just copy and you paste it into the clipboard. But we're not going to get into that just yet. At least not for now.
Start OCR process.
Start OCR.
Open. Load the scan.
We're going to scan now. Nice treat. And by the way, when you scan, it does not use any TTS engine at all. It uses your specific screen reader that you have, which I am using NVDA 2016.4, and 17.1 should be out within the next month. And now let's focus on scanning now. I just wanted to...
Exit. Scan.
It uses your screen reader. It uses nothing else. So here we go.
Pain.
Now, let's see if my scanner makes any noise. Let's see. I don't hear the scanner spinning around here. I'm at the scan thing. I'm at the scan menu. Let me look around here. Let me poke around in here, see what I see. Up. You know what? I have to tab.
Combo box black and white collapse.
Black and white.
Grayscale.
Grayscape.
Color.
Color.
Grayscale color.
Oh, color. Okay. Okay, Bill. You said color.
Grayscale. Black and white.
Black and white.
Grayscale. Black and white.
Black and white. We're gonna hit black and white. And we're gonna see what happens here. It should scan. I don't know why it's not working, but let's give it a second here.
Combo box A4 collapse. Letter 8.5 X11 A4. Letter legal 8.5. Letter A4. Scan. Space.
Oh, I had to hit the scan button again. Sorry I'm silent, guys. I hear my scanner. Now, this is totally free. And you could get this at www.freeocr.net. That is www.freeocr.net.
100%.
Oh, it's giving me a progress bar.
Page 1 of 1, edit multi-line blank.
It's scanning, it's still going. It's still scanning. Let's see. I don't hear my scanner, so I'm gonna hit insert. Oh wait, no, I'm not gonna hit insert down arrow. I'm not used to this yet. I'm gonna load.
Blank, 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 Ocarina. Blank.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do the OCR menu.
File. OCR.
OCR.
Start OCR process.
Okay, now after you scan, I forgot this step because I've only done this a couple of times. You hit your OCR, start OCR process. I'm gonna hit enter on start OCR process, okay? And you're gonna see. And we might have to tab over once. This is a little awkward, but it works. You'll see. The OCR process should be beginning. I may have to tab over once. This works. It's a little bit quirky, but it works. Trust me, you will want this. And if you're in school and you have textbooks, but you have a flatbed bed scanner, I almost said bread, this will be your main thing that you want to use. Kurzweil is very expensive. You can get a crack version at www.blindhelp.net. If you'd rather use that, I'm not pushing any of this on you. But my hard drive is only 120 gig, and my desktop has only 3 gigs of RAM. But my laptop only has a 500 gig hard drive and 4 gigs of RAM. So that's better than actually what I have. But for some reason, let's see where we are.
Unknown. Page 1 of 1, edit multi-line. Selected 1823. Disappeared. What happened to Kobe within
just a few years? It took a little while to load for some reason. I don't know why this is going slow. I'm going to hit insert down arrow and read.
Maybe five.
A little bit of this text. Insert down.
1. For best results, set your scanner to 300 dpi. 200 dpi is the minimum setting to achieve acceptable results. 2. Use the rotate buttons to the left of the image if your image is upside down or rotated. 3. If your document has columns or pictures, then just select the text area by drawing a box on the image with the left mouse button. 4. After OCR, you can use the export button to Word or copy slash paste the text into any Windows application. Note, you can press the red X to clear this text window before uttering X. Thomas at Vinton from SidHockeyIow.com sent Sunday, June 05, 2016, 11:56 a.m. Subject. Welcome to the Exponential Age 6/5/2016 GML come to H&R, I-998, Kodak had 170,000 employees and sold 85% of all photo paper worldwide within just a few years. Their business model disappeared and they went bankrupt. What happened to Kodak will happen in a lot of industries in the next 10 years and most people don't see it coming. Did you think in 1998 that 3 years later you would never take pictures on paper film again? Yet digital cameras were invented in 1975. The first ones only had 10,000 pixels, but followed Moore's law. So as with all exponential technologies, it was a disappointment for a long time before it became way superior and got mainstream in only a few short years. It will now happen with artificial intelligence, health, autonomous and electric cars, education, 3D printing, agriculture and jobs. Welcome to the fourth industrial revolution. Welcome to the exponential age. Software will disrupt most traditional industries in the next 500 years. Uber is just a soft.
Okay, let's stop the speech there. So, I know it sounded like an email. It was not an email. Well, my father actually printed this email and I put it on my flatbed scanner. And this is a very nice scanner. It's an Epson Perfection 4490. And if you want to buy the Epson scanner, we're not talking about scanners today. We are, but we're not. But, you know, if you wanted to buy that scanner, you can get it through Amazon. But I never got mine through Amazon because it was 2010 and Amazon wasn't that popular back then. Or you could get it at Best Buy, or you can get it at another store that we have in our area called Micro Center. And that wraps up this podcast. But before I wrap this up, I just want to go through the steps of using this program. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I'm going to delete my text. I'm going to show you how to delete the text before we wrap this up.
File.
We're going to do file.
OCR.
OCR.
Text.
Text.
Clear text window. Save text.
You can clear or you could save.
Copy text to clipboard.
You can copy.
Save text. Clear text window.
I'm going to clear this.
Page 1 of 1 edit multi-line blank. Blank, blank, blank.
All right, I cleared the text. Now, I just want to do this step by step once again. It was a little sluggish, I don't know why, but I guess it's the way technology can be when you didn't rehearse for this. So anyway, I'm going to give you my contact information. I am wrapping this up right now. But before I wrap it up, the first thing you want to do is have something on the scanner. That's number one. Number two, you're going to hit scan. Number three, black and white. Number four, start OCR process. You want to go to the OCR. So, now I completely wrap this up. I just wanted to do this step by step. My email address is B, that's letter B, V-I-N-T-O-N, at optonline.net. That is B-V-I-N-T-O-N at optonline.net. My Skype name is CDBurnerMan44. Now, that once again, my Skype name is CDBurnerMan44. So if you have any questions about this program, if you want me to help you set it up, if you want me to help you read your mail, you let me know. Those are my contact details. Wrapping it up for Bobby Binton, I will see you in the next tutorial. See you later, guys, and thank you for listening to this podcast.
Office Virtual Recorder Dialogue.